In the few days since the decision to close the 23-year-old Sonoma compost facility at the Meacham Road landfill was finalized, there have been no visible changes. But Alan Siegel, co-owner of the company, says that will soon change.
That will include probably sometime in July stopping receiving incoming material, and then in the remaining few months process the material that's on site, market it, and then clean the site up by October 15th.
What happens after that is up to the Sonoma County Waste Management Agency. Henry Mikas, executive director of that joint powers authority, explains they are now poised to approve an environmental impact report for a new composting site.
The plan is that our board will discuss the final EIR at our June meeting, certify it, and then make a site selection. There are now two sites under consideration. One of them is on the landfill property but off of trash, so land that can be permanent as opposed to temporary. And the other is east of Petaluma, off of Stage Gulch and Adobe Roads.
Those are the finalists from a list of more than 40 possible sites that have been under review for nearly 8 years. Building the new facility will happen much faster, Micah says. It could be completed before the end of next year, unless legal challenges delay things. In the meantime, Sonoma County's yard waste will have to be trucked further afield.
We've identified five sites out of county that are capable of helping us. The problem is that there is no single location within reasonable distance that can take it all. So we have to do this patchwork quilt thing where we figure out a combination of cost at the gate, the tip fee, cost to haul, and what a place's permitted capacity is to have our materials taken in the most cost-effective manner possible.
That's one obvious consequence of shutting down the composting facility, which had run afoul of state water regs regarding runoff and persistent protests from neighboring landowners. But Alan Siegel contends that with more political will, those issues could have been corrected. And he says the additional costs of their closure may not be apparent yet, but they will be significant.
We have 25 employees who directly work for us, and there's probably another 10 to 15 independent contractors. So that's one immediate impact. The other impact is the farming community. We sell about 90,000 yards a year of compost and mulches, and a good chunk of that goes to small farmers and grape growers in the area.
2 years ago, Sonoma Compost hired engineers to design a new operation that would work at the second landfill location, which Siegel believes is the widely preferred alternative. Either way, says Mikas, the new composting facility will be quite different. For one thing, it will all be moved inside a huge closed building to make it odor-free. And there are other benefits, too.
The most cost-effective way to deal with the water is put a roof over the site so that when it rains, it's just rainwater. It's not wastewater coming off of our compost windrows. And there's a surface water impoundment pond that's going to go with it that will be able to hold water at the end of the rainy season that then we can use for irrigation and I have to use pristine water. And one of the neat things about building the thing with roofs is that we can probably put solar panels on them.
Siegel believes the operator of that eventual new facility will see significant growth over the 100,000 tons of wood and yard waste now being composted annually.
It's been growing in small increments in the last few years. The main difference is the new facility will be able to take all food waste, which we are not permitted to take right now. So we're expecting it would be about a 50% increase in volume.
But it is not at all clear yet who will be operating that facility once it is ready to go. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.